coast to coast and border to border. It's Tailgate Radio.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation, the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Thank you for downloading episode number 122 of our virtual tailgate party as we blast the show to all 50 states, all provinces in Canada, and over 50 countries across this big blue marble we call Earth. I am the Grill Sergeant, John Largent, and I'm in a bit of mourning. I'm in a bit of mourning. Not morning time, but mourning with an O-U-R-N-I-N-G, mourning, as my beloved Green Bay Packers fell last week to the juggernaut that is the Atlanta Falcons, as they will take on the New England Patriots in Super Bowl LI, Super Bowl 51. They went back to the Roman numerals, I guess. Last year it was 50, and they did it with a 5-0. But they've gone back to the Roman numerals, so now we've got Super Bowl LI coming to you live next weekend from Reliance Stadium in Houston, Texas. I will be on site, and next week's episode will come to you from the site of Super Bowl LI, Houston, Texas. And I hope to have some great insight on what's going on, what's the feel of the city, what tailgating events are going on in the city. You know, the Super Bowl, and I've railed on this for years, but the Super Bowl is not tailgate friendly. Now, I won't get into the minutia of all that. I'll just tell you that the Super Bowl is a corporate event. Make no mistake about it, as are most national championships, world championships, things like that. They're all corporate events. I hope that the city of Houston and the NFL have created enough events to make it fan-friendly. You know, I was just listening to my good friend Jess Saraceno's podcast. You can check her out at the Sports Brat with Jess Saraceno at iTunes, Stitcher, the TuneIn app, and now on iHeartRadio also. And she's actually going to be there too, so I hope to connect with her while we're in Houston. But she has a great episode this week where she talks about, I think it's her Super Bowl survival guide episode, and she goes into really good detail about some of the events going on in Houston this week. So check her podcast out over at The Sports Brat, B-R-A-T, with Jess Saraceno. As I said, you can find it now on iHeartRadio, as well as iTunes and all the other places you can listen to podcasts. So we've got Super Bowl coming up in Houston next week. I've got some great news about upcoming shows, and we'll talk about more about that in depth as we get moving. I want to remind everybody that you can check out everything we've got going on over at tailgateradio.com. That is our website, as well as over at Twitter. We've got a great Twitter following. I think I mention that on a regular basis, but if you want to get in tune with what's going on in the world of tailgating and the world of food and the world of, everything that kind of surrounds the game, check us out on Twitter, because we have a great Twitter feed. And I like to contribute on there as much as I can. I want to apologize to a few people that I have not gotten back with. My schedule has been unusually hectic at this time of year, and I do apologize. I will be getting back with you, but involving some personal appearances and actually a couple of guests that I'm going to have on the show. I have not gotten back to them, so I apologize, especially to Drew. If you're listening, Drew, I apologize. You know who you are. But I will connect with you soon. A lot of things going on in San Antonio this weekend as far as personal stuff. So we've got the PAX South show. Those of you that aren't familiar, I'm going to go off the rails a little bit. But the PAX South show is one of the biggest gaming shows, conferences, trade shows, whatever you want to call it, in the country. It's taking place downtown San Antonio this weekend, as is the WWE Royal Rumble. And as you guys know, one of my best friends, Sho Funaki, who was a wrestler for WWE for 14 years, he's on the broadcast team for the Japanese broadcast team for WWE, And I wish him all the best this weekend. They're working to sell out the Alamo Dome. The Alamo Dome, of course, is where the Alamo Bowl takes place. It's bigger than the Spurs Arena, which is the AT&T Center here, which is a traditional basketball arena where they usually hold those types of events. The Alamo Dome holds 65,000. So I'm curious to see how many people are going to line up in San Antonio this weekend for wrestling at the Royal Rumble. They're expecting a big crowd. And with that and PAX going on, San Antonio is going to be a busy city, as is Houston next week. So a lot of time in the metropolitan Houston and San Antonio areas over the next couple of weeks. I'm taking my kids to PAX. They're big gamers. And real proud of my eldest. He is about to possibly go pro, which I'm not sure what that means. But I saw an article on ESPN and watched a feature, and you know, it's pretty interesting stuff. So there's a lot of cool stuff going on personally as well as in the world of tailgating. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's going on upcoming, what to look for out there as far as products, and we'll talk to you about my trip to Las Vegas. So when we come back, we'll talk about all those things, and we'll have more Tailgate Radio right after this. Tailgate Nation, as I've told you before, one of my favorite companies out there is Blue Apron. Blue Apron is one of those companies that goes above and beyond in a lot of different ways. You know, they have created a company that for us and for my family, you know, it's helped build stronger family bonds. You know, we love to cook together as a family. And one of the pain points, I guess, for cooking oftentimes is making sure you have the right ingredients and making sure you have the right amount of things and making sure you know how to do it, especially if it's something you haven't tried before. All of that goes away with Blue Apron. And just listen to some of the meals available this week at Blue Apron. Spicy shrimp and Korean rice cakes with cabbage. Pork chops and garlic piccata with scallion rice and spinach. Mushroom and chipotle pepper enchiladas with lime sour cream. Oh my gosh, does that sound delicious. And you don't have to be a world-class chef to make it exactly right, because Blue Apron provides you with the exact amount of ingredients and walks you through step by step. All you've got to do is follow the directions. You're not going to waste any food, and you are going to create some of the most delicious meals that you and your family could ever imagine. You can have that right now. What I'd like for you to do is check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/tailgate. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/tailgate. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
You're listening to Tailgate Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's Adam Richmond from the Travel Channel, and you are feasting your ears on Tailgate Radio with the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Remember, chew carefully and eat mightily.
And we are back here on Tailgate Radio, the Grill Sergeant John Largent, on this preview, this off week. Yes, they're playing the Pro Bowl in Orlando, but really, who really gives a flying rip about that? I hate the Pro Bowl. I think what the NFL should do, please send your comments to me at Twitter at Tailgate Radio if you disagree. And I'm not trying to take money out of any of the players' pockets. Not at all. But the Pro Bowl game itself is such a waste. Here's what they should do. They should name a Pro Bowl team, and then the week of the Super Bowl in the host city, they should have an all-pro signing, autograph signing for the fans that doesn't cost an arm and a leg, where the all-pros are there. They don't have to worry about getting hurt in a meaningless game. They're acknowledged as all-pros, and they get to interact with the fans, which a lot of them don't do enough of, in my opinion. So tell me what you think about that. Should the Pro Bowl game continue being played? I know they've rotated. I think it was in Chicago maybe last year, and this year it's in Orlando. It typically, for years and years, was in Honolulu or in Hawaii. And they've stopped doing that. They've started to rotate it. They also went back to the traditional format of the AFC versus the NFC, which I kind of like. I didn't really like the Sandlot picking the teams on the spur. Michael Irvin and Jerry Rice were, I think they were the team captains that chose teams. And again, it was a great kind of attempt at innovation, but it didn't go over well. And it's not necessarily the fault of the people that put on the event. It's the nature of that game in general. It's crap. Nobody watches it. It used to be a reason for the players to get to go to Hawaii, which I thought was probably the biggest perk and biggest payoff. I know that they could do that anyway, but having it paid for by the league and being paid to be in the Pro Bowl game and bringing your family and all those things were additional perks. I've known a couple of players that played in the Pro Bowl, and they said they enjoyed that part of it and all the activities that went around the islands. But since they've moved it back to the mainland and are going around different stadiums and different cities, it's lost some of its luster, and I think it's time to take the Pro Bowl out behind the barn and give it the old Yeller treatment. Yeah, that's harsh, but that's what I think. So tell me what you think. I know you will at Tailgate Radio over at Twitter, or you can always email me at stuff@tailgateradio.com. I also want to let you know I just returned from Las Vegas and the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show. Now, what we're going to do next week, we're going to have a regular show. We're going to congratulate the Super Bowl winners. We're going to bring you some highlights from Houston. And then for the next 4 or 5 weeks, we're actually going to have highlights from my trip to Las Vegas. I got a chance to interview a ton of people that were there, a ton of new products, a ton of new gadgets that were really cool that some had not even come to market yet. So you're going to learn about them before they really become public. And it was just a great, I love going to that show. I try to go every year. And I think that you'll find that some of the things that are out there are useful to you as tailgaters, useful to you as sports fans, and will create some great opportunities for you to be an early adopter to some of the really coolest products out there in the world of sports licensing and tailgating. I actually saw several celebrities there. We'll have to bring some of those interviews to you. We don't have to, but we're going to bring some of those interviews to you as well. And it was just a great time. You know, Las Vegas, I've been there more times than I can count. And I'll say this about Las Vegas. I love Las Vegas. I love visiting. I don't like to stay for too long. I think a little bit of something good is too much. I wasn't there very long. In fact, I was only there about 48 hours. But Vegas is looking a little haggard. I don't know if any of you guys have been to Las Vegas recently, but it's seen its better days. It just seemed like, and I know the economy's coming back there. I know the city itself is doing pretty well. Housing prices are going back up. I had a good friend that had a home there that bought it for $200,000, sold it for $78,000, and took a bath on the housing. This has been several years ago. So I know that that housing market's coming back, but something was just a little off. I don't know if it was fatigue from the Consumer Electronics Show, because I was there the week after, and that is such a huge event and takes so much energy and, you know, such a big deal. I think over 150,000, 200,000 people show up in Las Vegas for the Consumer Electronics Show. And the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show was markedly smaller, but it's a good little show. You know, I think 30,000, 40,000 people there. And there were also other big shows going on. I think there was a concrete show. I didn't know you could have a concrete show, but it was probably the biggest show at the Las Vegas Convention Center. And they had cranes and jackhammers and all that kind of stuff out in the parking lot. So they were doing demonstrations. It was really quite impressive. And I know that it's not just concrete. I know it's all the industries around building and you could tell because there were a lot of people there. And a lot of good people there, a lot of regular people there. You know, sometimes when you go to these trade shows, it's you know, executives, and it's people that, you know, you know, they fly in their private jets and things like that. No, the concrete show that was next door was real people. And it was an interesting mix, too, because another show in the Las Vegas Convention Center was also the AVN show. Now, some of you guys might be familiar with it. I'm going to plead the fifth, but it was the adult film industry show was going on. And I don't know if that was by I don't know if that was on purpose or not, but you got all these dudes at the concrete show, you got all these people at the sports licensing show and tailgate show, and then you got the adult industry show. So it made for an interesting mix of people coming in and out of the Las Vegas Convention Center. And you know, it's just one of those things that it makes interesting viewing as a human being to kind of see those kind of things going on. So before we go this week, we're gonna have a short show. So we're gearing up for the Super Bowl. I've got to pack and start to get ready to head to Houston and all that. And of course, all the big events taking place this weekend. But I wanted to let you guys know that we're continuing, as I've said before, we're continuing to evolve our website, and we're going to change the format of the show a little bit. I don't want to give too much away, but I think you're going to find the new format of this show to be a little faster paced. As you know, I've got a bit of a Texas drawl, and I've heard from several of you, especially for some reason in the Northeast, that to speed it up. And you know what my response is? There's a little button on your iPhone, on your iTunes app, where you can actually speed me up. So if I'm talking too slowly, you can actually speed me up, and I won't sound like the Chipmunks, for those of you that remember those. And you can really get the gist of the show in half the time, or a quarter of the time, or, you know, twice as fast. So check out your iTunes app if you want me to speak a little bit more quickly. And I've also, from our international listeners, have found that they use this show. They're either expats that have lived in the U.S. or from the U.S. and have moved overseas and still want to get their fix of what's going on in the world of tailgating. But there's a small yet fairly significant amount of listeners that are trying to learn about tailgating and learn about American culture. And I get feedback from them too. And they say, you know, we're learning English through your show because you talk more slowly and more succinctly, which I never, you know, I don't think about how I talk. I just talk. It's just who I am. It's just my voice. So it's interesting that you never know. You know, we have listeners in 50 countries. That's crazy. So when they tell me that they want to learn more about American culture, but they're also learning English from me, that's scary, for one thing. I mean, I was raised well, so I feel like I enunciate well, and I feel like I have good diction and have a good grasp of the English language, even though it may have a little drawl to it. But I would really love to hear at some point in the future somebody from Albania that's been listening to this show to call in, and I want to hear if they've got a little bit of a Texas accent because they've been listening and learning English from me. That would actually be pretty cool, but I don't think it's going to happen. So we're going to about wrap it up for this week's show. We've got a lot going on, and this is kind of a preamble to the Super Bowl next week. I'm going to be coming to you from Houston, Texas, outside of Reliance Stadium, and we're going to try to see and do and get as big a feel as we can. Hope to have a guest on as well, and then going into the post-Super Bowl weeks, we will be bringing you several episodes from the sports licensing show and sports licensing and tailgate show from Las Vegas Nevada. So for everybody here at Tailgate Radio and Game Day Media, as we always say, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we will see you in the parking lot in Houston, Texas, next week at Super Bowl LI. That's Super Bowl 51. Everybody, catch on down the road. Adios, and we will see you soon.
You've been listening to the Tailgate Radio Network. Any rebroadcast without the express written consent of Major League Beer Pong is strictly prohibited.